This Sunday is the seventh Sunday of Easter. The psalm of the day is from Psalm 68, verses 1 through 10. The first scriptural reading for this Sunday comes from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 12 through 26. The epistle is Peter's first letter, chapter 4, verses 12 through 19, and chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. And the Holy Gospel is according to St. John, chapter 17, verses 1 to 11. Pastor Magruder is basing today's sermon on the Gospel reading for this Sunday from St. John. He will read that for you now with the sermon for this Sunday titled, In Jesus' Prayers.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter, beginning with the first verse. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hear these words of Jesus again. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. The Holy Gospel for this day drops us right into the middle of what is called the high priestly prayer of Jesus. Jesus prays this prayer on the night when he was betrayed. He prays these words maybe 12 hours before he's crucified. On that night, when he prayed, he washed the disciples' feet. He told them that he was the way, the truth, and the life. He instituted the Lord's Supper. He said, "A little while, and you won't see me, and a little while, you'll see me again." Jesus prays out loud because he wants his disciples and us to know what he's praying for, who he's praying for, and why he's praying for you. Listen to what he says. For I have given them the words that you gave me. God the Father has given his words to his Son, and his Son has now given them to the apostles. It's the word that we receive here, and whenever we read our Bibles. It's why we come to church, because the Lord Jesus wants to give you his word. And then what do you do with that word? Three things. First, you hear it. You receive it. Second, you know what it is, that it's true. And third, you believe it. That's what Jesus outlined in his words to his disciples that night. Jesus prays to the Father, I have given them the words that you gave me. And one, they have received them. And two, have come to know in truth that I came from you. And three, they have believed that you sent me. It's not enough to hear the word of the Lord, although you have to hear it. If you don't hear the Lord's word, then you can't know it and believe it. The Bible says faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, we first have to hear the word of God. But then we have to know that it's true. We have to know that what the Lord says in His Word is true, and we know it's true because God never lies. We have to know that His death and His resurrection, that all of this for us is done for us, and the birth of Jesus, and the life of Jesus, and the resurrection of Jesus, and the ascension of Jesus, and all the work of the Lord from the beginning in the Garden of Eden all the way to the end, when the Lord brings us to the new heaven and new earth. All of these things are in fact true. We have to hear the word of God. We have to know the word of God. But that's still not enough. Because remember, the devil hears the word and knows the word, but he doesn't believe the word. And this is the third thing that Jesus says. They have believed that you sent me. This word of God is not just for hearing and for knowing, but for believing. The word delivers the greatest promise of all. Whoever believes in Christ Jesus has eternal life. Jesus says, "Whoever lives and believes in me will never die forever." The word of God comes to you as something to believe, something to trust, something to know that it's true, and it's not just true for someone else. It is a word that is true for you. It's why the Lord Jesus chose you. It's why He saved you by the death that He would die after praying for you. It's why He rose from the dead to bring you along with Him in the resurrection to a life that never ends. It's why He joined His word to the water and baptized you to make you His very own. It's why He offers His body and blood to you in the supper, so that you can know that this promise is not just for everybody else, but it's also for you. When you are numbered among those who hear the word and know the word and believe the word, listen to what Jesus says. "I am praying for them." We understand that we're all called to lives of constant prayer, that is, to come before the Lord and ask Him for all the things that we need, for all the things that He's promised to give. And we try by the Holy Spirit to pray as often as we can, and we aren't always faithful in this. But here's the good news. Jesus prays for you. You are in Jesus' prayer. Hebrews chapter 7 says it like this: "He always lives to intercede for you." Jesus is pleading your name in your case and His mercy specifically for each and every one of you before God the Father in heaven. You then have heard the word. You received it. You have come to know the Lord's word, and by God's grace you have believed it, that these gifts and these promises of God are for you. God the Father has created you. God the Son, your Lord Jesus Christ, has redeemed and purchased and won you from sin and death with His holy precious blood. And God the Holy Spirit fills you to give you faith and the wisdom and the strength to confess His name before the world. Never forget this. You are in Jesus' prayers. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Please join us as we confess our holy Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting His promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Collect for this seventh Sunday of Easter.
Let us pray. O King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth, whom you promised from the Father. For you live and reign with him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. Go in peace and serve the Lord.